Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambucol. Fall is right around the corner, so it's a great time to refresh all your healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambucol every morning. Sambucol helps support our immune systems. Sambucol is made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins like A, C, and E. They have lots of options like syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now imagine you are a bright, shimmering star in the night sky. The universe surrounds you with loving energy that circles all around your body. Feel the warmth of that energy in your feet, moving up through your legs, chest, and back, and then out through your arms, hands, neck, and head. The energy flows within you, and you feel strong and safe and loved. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you twinkle in the darkness, your whole body shares your loving light with the universe. You send your energy outward to the other stars in the sky. They send their light back to you, strengthening you. Together, you light up the universe. As you radiate energy and light, let's take one last deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cat Conundrum. Kit Kat was feeling very contented and grateful in her new home. Her new family member, Marta, had adopted Kit from the Ah Wei Island Animal Shelter just last week, and Kit had already made herself at home in Marta's little apartment. Although Kit's favorite place in the entire apartment was definitely the window seat in the living room's big picture window, Kit had found many other wonderful places to play, hide, and nap in Marta's compact apartment. For example, Marta had a cushy rocking chair in one corner of her bedroom. That was a very fun place to sit, because when Kit jumped up onto the seat, the chair rocked a little. Marta also had a big stack of moving boxes piled up in another corner of the room. Kit liked to climb on top of the pile and sit up there to get a good view of the rest of the room. And Marta had a large wicker laundry hamper in another corner of her bedroom. That was an excellent place for a nap, particularly if Kat didn't want anyone to bother her for a while. It was sometimes a little hard to climb out of the hamper, since it was pretty deep. But Kit just sank her claws into the wicker and with a little effort, hauled herself out. Kit had discovered the hamper the day after Marta brought Kit home. That same evening, Marta couldn't find Kit anywhere. Marta called Kit's name over and over, but Kit, who was relaxing in the hamper, didn't come out at first. She didn't want to be bothered to climb out of the hamper, since she was very comfortable resting on the pile of clothes at the bottom of the hamper. But eventually, she could tell that Marta's voice sounded really worried. Kit didn't want Marta to worry like that, so Kit finally climbed out of the hamper. Marta looked so happy and relieved afterward that Kit decided not to worry Marta in the future if she could help it. Today was Marta's day off. Marta had an important job, driving Skipper Street Sweeper to keep the streets of Ah Wei Island clean for everyone. Marta usually had to get up very, very early to drive the street sweeper. But since today was a day off, Marta was able to sleep in. This was perfectly all right with Kit. Kit believed in sleeping in as often as possible. When Marta finally woke up, she was full of energy. She bustled around, cleaning her little apartment and rearranging things. She opened the windows, letting in the fresh, breezy air. At one point, the doorbell rang and a couple of packages were delivered. After Marta emptied the boxes of the items she had ordered, she placed the empty boxes on the ground. "Here, Kit. Here, Kitty. Want to play in this box?" Marta asked Kit. Kit did indeed want to play in the box. She loved boxes and small spaces. This box wasn't much bigger than Kit herself, but that didn't stop Kit. She climbed right in, curling herself around so that her fluff completely filled up the box. Marta laughed. "I see you like to play the if it fits, I sits game," she said, sounding amused. Kit thought that sentence had some grammatical problems, but it sounded cute, and at least the words rhymed. And it was true. If Kit could fit somewhere, she most definitely intended to sit there. Eventually, Marta disappeared into the bedroom. After a while, feeling bored, Kit joined her there and saw that Marta was going through and unpacking the big pile of moving boxes that Kit liked to sit on. "Hi, Kitty," Marta said. "Grandma sure gave me a lot of stuff," she added, continuing to unpack. Kit watched disapprovingly as Marta took a big glass bowl out of the box, unwrapped it from its tissue paper, and set it on the floor. Kit wasn't pleased that her pile of boxes was being unpacked and dismantled. Marta said, "This is a pretty bowl, isn't it, Kit? But what am I going to do with it?" Kit didn't answer with words, of course, since she knew Marta couldn't speak cat language. Instead, Kit showed Marta what to do with the bowl. Kit stepped into the bowl, filling it with her fluff, and made herself comfortable. Marta laughed. "Oh, so that's what I should do with this bowl, huh?" Marta said. "Good idea." Kit purred contently, happy to be of help. Maybe it was a good thing that the pile of boxes was gone, she thought, since it meant now she had a bowl to sit in instead. Kit continued sitting in the bowl, which felt smooth and cool on her fur, while Marta finished emptying the boxes. The boxes were full of dishware, and Marta began carrying the unpacked dishes to the kitchen. Vaguely interested, Kit followed her into the kitchen. In Marta's kitchen, there was a pantry with a door. Marta opened the door and began arranging the dishes on the shelves. Kit watched her, and then, suddenly having an idea, the little cat bolted into the pantry and tucked herself in the back corner, behind some boxes on the floor of the pantry. "Oh, Kit, you need to come out of there," said Marta. "I know it's a fun place to hide, but I need to put dishes there." Marta reached forward and, to Kit's annoyance, gently grabbed her and took her out of the pantry. Kit stalked toward her window seat and sat down, waiting. After a few minutes, Marta went back into the bedroom to get some more dishes. Kit saw her chance. As soon as Marta was out of sight, Kit leapt off the window seat, bolted into the kitchen, and tucked herself right back into the corner of the pantry. A few minutes later, Marta came back to the kitchen, carrying more dishes. When she bent down to place the dishes on the lower pantry shelves, she saw Kit sitting there on the floor. "Kitty," said Marta, "I told you not to sit in there, please. I need to put stuff in there, and it's way too easy for you to get stuck in there with the draft from the windows." Again, Marta grabbed Kit and pulled her out of the pantry. Kit, feeling aggrieved, wandered back into the living room. This time, Marta shut the pantry door before going back to get more dishes from the bedroom. After a while, Kit padded her way back into the bedroom and sat down in the bowl again. "Sorry, Kitty, I know the pantry is fun," said Marta, "but you really wouldn't want to get stuck in there." "I wouldn't get stuck," said Kit to herself. "Cats don't get stuck." Marta went back and forth between the bedroom and the kitchen several times while Kit sat in the bowl. one time, Kit heard a bang. But she didn't feel like moving to find out what the noise was. Finally, while Marta was still in the kitchen, her phone rang. Kit heard Marta saying, "Yes, it's my day off. Oh, I'm just unpacking all those dishes Grandma gave me. No, actually, I haven't eaten." "Wow, yes, lunch sounds great. Okay, yes, I'll meet you at the Awe Pizzeria in 15 minutes. Marta came hurriedly back into the bedroom and began changing her clothes. "I'm going to lunch, Kitty. See you later," she said. A few moments later, she had left the apartment. Kit remained in the bowl for a couple of minutes. Then, feeling bored, she wandered out of the bedroom and into the kitchen. Then she saw it. In her hurry, Marta had forgotten to shut the pantry door, and it was open just a crack. Excitedly, Kit slipped through the pantry door and snuggled down into the corner, enjoying her triumph. Now Marta couldn't stop her from sitting here as long as she wanted. Suddenly, a breeze from the open living room window pushed the pantry door shut with a bang. Now Kit was surrounded by darkness. She sat still for a minute, processing what had just happened. Now she knew what that bang was that she'd heard earlier. It had been the pantry door slamming shut due to the breeze. That's what Marta meant by a draft from the windows. But it was too late now. Kit was stuck. What was she going to do? Kit tried standing up on her back paws to push the door open. It wouldn't budge. She tried pawing at it and knocking at it with her front paws, to no avail. For a moment, Kit started worrying. What if she never could get out ever again? But that was silly. Marta would come back after lunch and let her out. Kit took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Which calmed her down. Yes, she'd just have to wait. Kit waited a long time. Marta and her friend weren't in a hurry to come back from the Awe Pizzeria. But finally, Kit heard the front door open. "Hi, Kitty. Hi, Kit Kat. I'm home," called Marta. Kit remembered that she had told herself she didn't want to worry Marta again after what happened with the hamper. So now, as loudly as she could, she started meowing and pawing the door of the pantry. "Kitty, Kit Kat, where are you?" said Marta. Oh, you naughty cat. Are you in the pantry?" Marta opened the door of the pantry. Kit looked up at her sheepishly. She meowed an apology and rubbed her head on Marta's leg, grateful to be out of the pantry. "Oh, you silly kitty," said Marta. "You got stuck, didn't you? I told you not to go in there." "Well, I'm glad you're okay, honey," she said, picking up Kit and stroking her. "Everything's okay now." Marta carried Kit over to the window seat and sat down. She patted Kit and held her, and Kit felt herself getting sleepy after her misadventure in the pantry. She felt safe and loved as Marta held her. She yawned, and Marta laughed gently as Kit snuggled up in Marta's lap. She thought of everything she had to be grateful for. She was grateful to have learned that sometimes it was very important to listen to and obey Marta. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little cat was grateful for Marta's comfortable apartment, full of nice places to sit. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Kit was grateful for Marta, who loved her and took good care of her. Kit took one final deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Kit fell asleep, dreaming of sitting in bowls and boxes. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.